Question 13. The Greeks may have borrowed heavily from Egypt in order to arrive at their first full-sized freestanding figures. But the schematic principles of Egyptian practice were not transplanted. On the contrary, instead of working from grids and fixed mental images, Greek artists turned directly to the actual or intended subjects of their representation. Of course, not all these objects were visible. The poets could weave tales about many-headed monsters, but illustrating them remained a task for the imagination. But the gods on high, the heroes of the past, and contemporary patrons all shared the same essential form, that of the human body. To represent such subjects, to create a virtual reality with art, required Greek artists to depart from convention and use their eyes. So they did.